live in studio with Until the Ribbon Breaks, I hope. Pete, say something.
I am here.
Yay.
Yay.
This has been fun. your meter is almost expired, probably.
I think so.
Pete and Until the Ribbon Breaks have been here since about noon. We've been setting this thing up. They are going to play live for us in studio, which is really quite exciting. Welcome back to KX93.5, man.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
So you guys are in LA now. You know, it's been really cool to watch you grow the last year or so since we had you in, since you were dying from the flu last time you were in studio. You released your album in January called A Lesson Unlearned. What have you noticed with your band since then in terms of maybe recognition or streams or Twitter followers or whatever it is?
I find that the place that you really noticed whether you're connecting with people is live. And it was a real surprise to me and us. We toured all over. We've been to Australia, we've been to Europe and toured North America. But there were places like Paris, for example, where we've never done any promo, we've never released music there, and to see people turn up to those shows and know some of the words, especially with obviously the language barrier and things like that, was mind-blowing. So that, to me, is how I see that it's really connecting, when you actually watch people engage with the music. You know, social media and things, you can watch numbers and things like that, but I don't think it's healthy to do so.
Right.
So just it being in front of actual people is the best way.
Every song I've heard of yours, like I think the first song we heard of yours was probably Pressure last year. And then we heard A Silver Lining. And then we heard Perspective. And then every song I've heard, I've been like, wow, I love this band more and more and more.
Oh, thank you.
And maybe that's what people are hearing too. Because as soon as your album came out, it was like, I liked these guys. Now I really love these guys. At least that's how I felt.
Awesome. Well, that's great to hear. Yeah. We tried to make a kind of proper body of work. Like we're all fans of the album, rather than just being a singles band, or we tried to make a cohesive record. So
yeah.
I hope that we've done that.
And you are, to me, you're a little bit genre-less, at least in what today's, you know, genre scene is. I mean, you've got a little R&B, you've definitely got hip-hop, you've got electronic in there. Is that intentional for you?
Yeah, the actual name of the band and the project, Until the Ribbon Breaks, comes from the idea that we wanted to make something feel like when you were a kid and you would make a cassette playlist or mixtape for your friends or for a girl or for yourself. And it didn't matter that it jumped around from genre to genre. You know, you could have like a De La Soul track next to an REM track or whatever you loved. The idea being that you would play it and play it until the ribbon broke. Mm. So the fact that we don't kind of have a genre, I suppose, is definitely intentional.
Yeah. And Until the Ribbon Breaks, I was going to ask you what the name is, so obviously thanks for explaining it.
No worries.
The ribbon on a cassette tape breaks, which is really cool. What seems to have resonated with people the most, if you are in fact genreless? Is it the hip-hop side of you or the electronic side of you, or do people like that? Do you hear that often?
Yeah, I mean, it the beauty of it is it can depend on a different place or a different crowd. Mm-hmm. So some songs resonate. We're about to do a song called Back to the Stars in this session, and that seems to resonate with a slightly older audience. And then there's obviously things like Perspective, which is more hip-hop based and kind of more upbeat and fun. So the beauty of it being so kind of across the board is that it can appeal to an across the board range of people.
Yeah, and that's a bit like our station too. We call it Generational Alt Rock, and we'll go from Janis Joplin to a new song from Zella Day out of Los Angeles, you know, and it's cool. People really like that still exists, that you're not stuck to one thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought that genres are a strange thing, you know. Obviously, things have to be classified and it makes it make sense to people, but it's nice to have freedom and option. And the rule should just be if something's good, it's good. And if it's not, it isn't. You
right.
know, that should all music should be, I think.
Again, Until the Ribbon Breaks is live in studio. We're getting ready for a live set with them. I don't know if Elliot's stretching or something, but he's doing some weird draw. Is that a stretch? He can't talk. He's on a different microphone, but is that what he's doing?
I mean, God knows what he's doing. I never know what he's doing. He's just behind me doing something weird.
He's doing and I can see him and you can't. I'm thinking, I don't know if he's trying to get my attention or if he's just working his wrist out. And I think that's pretty much what he's doing.
He's a drummer. Just honestly ignore it. It could be anything that he's doing.
A couple more things to talk about before we jump into some songs. I think it's really unique that you often write music in front of a projector.
Mm-hmm.
And you come from a film background.
Yeah.
So why is that and what does that do?
Well, another aspect of the Until the Ribbon Breaks was the idea of VHS breaking. Because it was a way to incorporate, we wanted to find a way to incorporate our love of film and editing film with our love of making music. And having the projector in the studio just meant it inspired writing and composition a bit more. You know, if you project a huge image of space, for example, in front of you in the studio, suddenly your own kind of horizon is bigger and the room gets bigger and the way you think about music and where it could go suddenly gets bigger. You know, it's just more inspiring than the brick wall of a recording studio, right? Really, you know.
And you really, I mean, I'm really drawn to your lyrics. So if that's part of how that's created, then yeah, obviously that works for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it can get stale, basically, just yeah, writing about yourself and your relationships and blah de blah de blah. I think that's just something that's been done a lot, you know. Not to say that isn't part of what we do, but right, just anything that can expand your horizons, I think, is a good thing when writing.
Is there any lyric, and this is probably a really hard question, but is there any lyric or something you've written that really sticks out to you, saying, wow, damn, that was good, Pete, well done?
Yeah, actually, the line from Back to the Stars, which opens the song, which is, I was born with my back to the stars, turn me over, I'd like to see. That was one of the first lyrics I wrote when in this project, and I remember it was a good starting point. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of sets a tone, I think, and those lines are the best sometimes. It doesn't have to be a chorus or anything. It's just, okay, this is the world that this is going to exist in, and I think that kind of set the tone.
I really like, in perspective, the road to Damascus is closed for repair.
Oh, awesome. Thank
That's
you.
One of my absolute favorites, too. And we'll hear that song. We'll hear a bunch of songs from Until the Ribbon Breaks. Basically, I'm going to turn it over to the guys, which we don't usually do, but we haven't had the opportunity to set up in our new live room, and we're so proud to do that now. Again, Until the Ribbon Breaks, I'm Tyler Russell, kind of taking over in the middle of the afternoon, and we'll cut a little bit into Brian's show to do this, which, thank you, Brian. I'm glad you're okay with that.
Thank you, Brian.
So what are you thinking? What do you want to say, what songs you're going to play, and then let people kind of just ease into it?
Yeah, we're going to play a song first that isn't actually on the record. It's called 2025. Yeah.
Cool. And I'll just let you kind of roll through between songs. I'll come on and just remind people what's happening.
Cool.
But if you want to intro them or anything and let people know kind of what's up, basically the stage is yours. And we're going to turn the studio over now to Until the Ribbon Breaks, live set here on KX93.5.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Favorite superhero? Did we lose the fear? Or maybe we just don't need saving while you're here. Could you tell me when the lights come on? This does not feel like home. No, it's something that I paid for. It should be something that I own. So don't we look pretty with nowhere to go? It's cool to be lonely. I said, didn't you know? I think I'll marry a stranger that I met online. And it's not that it's not love, it's a sign of the time. Take a call, or maybe we could split the money, go straight for divorce. Could you tell me when I fall in love? Maybe just write it down. Let me know if you find my feeling, just if you see them around. So don't we look pretty with nowhere to go? It's cool to be lonely. Yes, it didn't you know? I think I'll marry a stranger that I met online. It's not that it's not love. It's a sign of the time, of the time.
Awesome. Awesome job. Until the Ribbon Breaks, live in studio right now on KX93.5. That was 2025, which actually is not on the record, A Lesson Unlearned. They're going to play a couple that are, a couple that aren't in this short four-song set that we're doing right now on the radio station. So whenever you're ready, man, you want to keep going?
Yeah, let's do Perspective.
Now let's get it all in perspective. Now let's get it all in perspective.
Bobby, why do you like
Until the Ribbon Breaks?
Because it makes me happy.
Until the Ribbon Breaks live in studio on KX93.5. They live in L.A. They're all the way from the U.K., and they're playing Coachella in a few weeks. By the way, real quick, Pete, do you know are you on the Saturday of Coachella?
Yes.
Is that right? Yes. You're like toward the beginning of the day, right?
Yeah, Saturday. Early on the Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. It'll be awesome to see you there. Again, their album A Lesson Unlearned came out on January. You can get that pretty much anywhere online. And you just heard Perspective from that record. And they're going to do a couple more for us here as they get tuned up. Again, Until the Ribbon Breaks is live on KX93.5.
And you fill up both of my eyes. Oh, I see you, just know I see you in the pit of the summer sky. We'll be right back.
Until the Ribbon Breaks live on KX93.5. Back to the Stars, right?
Yep.
Awesome. That is one that's not on the record, so thanks very much for playing it. And actually, we're getting a really cool treat from these guys right now because the song Perspective that you heard a second ago, that was also a cut, a little bit different version of it because you don't have, obviously, the rap interlude in the middle. Yeah. And then as far as this last song, what are we looking at now?
So this is going to be Pressure.
Awesome. And that's the first one we played on the station, the first one I heard from you, and probably one that kind of started it all for you guys, too.
Yeah, that's right. One of the first songs we finished, the first song that we ever released. So, yeah, this is that.
Cool. Until the Ribbon Breaks is live right now. I know you're driving by thinking, that sounds pretty good. You're astonished to see the 22-channel setup we have right now in the studio. It's really quite elaborate and sounds awesome. Until the Ribbon Breaks, Pete, Elliot, and James in studio on KX93.5, whenever you're ready with that last song.
I've been knee-deep in trouble, trying to stay afloat. Pressure, pressure, new summer throat. Quick storm coming, better stay indoors. Secrets, secrets, buried in the floor. Maybe once a new life, what she might get. Pressure, pressure, noose from my neck. Send me down a road. I start to see trouble now coming, coming for me. Maybe in another life, if we get another life, maybe in that life. At the core, quick storm coming. God save the queen. Better wake up from that dream. Riot in the town, smoke in your lungs. Pressure, pressure, blacking out the sun. Send me down a road. I start to see trouble now coming. Coming for me. Maybe in another life. If we get another life. If I could learn to love you, maybe at another time. If there is another time, maybe in that time I could learn to love you.
So great, you guys. Elliot, James, and Pete from Until the Ribbon Breaks, live in studio on KX93.5. Let's just chat a little more before you go. Again, that was Pressure. Do backwards order for me.
So that was Pressure. Oh God, that's difficult. Pressure, Back to the Stars, Perspective 2025.
You're right, it is difficult. thank you, guys. That was so, so cool. Again, they are indeed playing Coachella in a few weeks on Saturday, kind of toward the morning. I want to point out how awesome this setup is because Pete not only was singing, he also brought out the trumpet on that last song. You play the drum machine on a couple of them. You've got a lot going on up here. And I can barely even see the guys in the other room. They're doing a lot, too. So for three guys, you're only three guys, you make a big sound.
There's a lot going on for sure.
Yeah. Cool. Are you still there? Are you still on the mic? Yeah, right?
Yep.
Good. Okay, cool. I got rid of that buzzing. So the last thing I was going to kind of talk to you about is I noticed a really kind of inspiring thing on your Facebook yesterday where you pointed out that you came from a small town in Wales. You know, you're kind of, you're definitely making it now, and maybe it feels like that more than ever for you. And you gave some advice about never giving up on what was always been a dream for you. Do you kind of want to share that for everybody?
Yeah, it was a strange moment yesterday because we just released a track that we collaborated with The Far Side on. And, you know, when I was 15, 16 years old and skateboarding in, like I said, a tiny little fishing town in Wales in the UK, kind of hip hop and rap wasn't a popular thing to be into, obviously. And I was, and I loved The Far Side. So, and I loved Run the LP. He was just LP at the time, is now Run the Jewels. And so, 10 years later, to come back around and be actually making songs with those people that I used to blast out of my headphones a million miles away, you know, it's just test. And, you know, we're nowhere near where we want to be, and we're still working and always making music. But sometimes you do have to sit back and go, wow, you know, I was in the studio with The Far Side, and they've been heroes since I was a kid. And I think it's just testament to, if you come from somewhere like that and people are saying, oh, you should really probably get a proper job and that kind of thing, then if you instinctively feel like in your gut it's something you should be doing and something you want to say and do, then do it.
Would that be your advice to anybody else that was in your position wanting to make music? You just got to get out there and try.
100%. Yeah. Like, don't listen to anything other than your gut instinct or anyone else, you know?
Yeah.
Just go with what you want to do.
Because this started as just kind of a project for you that you were like, that you went by the moniker Until a Ribbon Breaks, then you added more people to it, right? I mean, it was kind of your,
yeah,
in the beginning. And
yeah, I mean, it just started as sitting in a recording studio with a drum machine and a film projector and just having a go on it. And literally that was it. So every day is lucky. We feel lucky to do this every day. And yeah, like when good things happen, it's amazing, you know, and you think, wow, we're still grinding away doing this every day. And as long as that's the case, then we're lucky, you know.
Well, I hope you can see how big of a fan I am of you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
I really love listening to your work. I can't wait to see you live. I mean, this was so cool for me and a treat for our listeners too, but I want to see the full stage thing now, even awesome. More so. Again, Until the Ribbon Breaks, that's Pete from the band. You can download or stream or whatever the new album, A Lesson Unlearned. Is the website just untilthe ribbon breaks.com?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's
right. Cool. And again, they're playing Coachella. That's the next show they have lined up, but hopefully we'll see more of them around Southern California. You guys are local to LA. So have us maybe a nice beach day today while you're down here. And
for sure. Back to the studio for us.
Yeah. Are you still writing and recording right now?
Yep.
Okay.
Always.
Cool.
Yep.
And then hopefully we'll see some new stuff at some point.
Awesome.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thank you, Until the Ribbon Breaks. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
And
thanks for having us.
We hope to see you again on KX93.5.
Cool. Thanks, guys.